Linda Mozzolini at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Six suburban Atlanta, Georgia schools remain on lockdown as police search for the suspects in the death of two off-duty police officers. The two officers were killed last night while working a security detail at an apartment complex. A police spokesman says they appeared to be, quote, gunned down without a chance. A judge has just doubled former football star O.J. Simpson's bail to $250,000. This comes after prosecutors say Simpson violated the terms of his bail agreement. They say he tried to contact a co-defendant in his armed robbery case. The judge has now ordered Simpson to remain in jail until at least 15% of the new bail amount has been paid. President Bush is headed back home after an 8-day tour of the Middle East. His last stop was Egypt, where he held talks with President Hosni Mubarak. Mubarak endorsed the president's plan to reach a Middle East peace deal by the end of the year. President Bush is expected back at the White House tonight. Escalating violence in Gaza threatens to overshadow a renewed push for peace. Israeli aircraft hunting down militants missed the target of one attack, killing three civilian family members. Palestinian militants, meanwhile, kept up rocket attacks on southern Israel. Tinseltown has lost another star. The body of troubled actor Brad Renfro was found Tuesday morning in his Los Angeles home. Renfro was 25. He rose to fame starring opposite Susan Sarandon and Tommy Lee Jones in 1994's Client. The film brought him instant stardom, but his career was plagued by struggles with drugs and alcohol. The chief investigator for the LA County Coroner's Office says the cause of death isn't immediately known. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.